Hello, everybody. So last week I asked my Patreon supporters what tutorials they wanted to help them with whatever. So what I got here is I picked this one here by PNQ. I took his first suggestion, which was a tutorial on thick, chubby girls, not fat. Don't know what that means, so we're just gonna go with what I think it means: thighs, belly, and butt. So I'm not gonna go too specific here. Obviously, he didn't say head and arm, so I'm not gonna focus on those parts. But let's just go through my process so that you guys have an idea of what I'm doing, and then I'll get to the drawing, and then I'll explain some little tips and details. So first thing I do, and I've covered this before, is you're going to, well, I'm going to draw up some really vague shapes that look like you're forgot your glasses. So I start with these really, really blurred shapes, and I use these blurred shapes to kind of establish size relations and form as vaguely as possible with the least amount of effort. Thus allowing my mind to flesh the rest in very quickly and not really stress and worry too much at this stage. The stage is about just getting the right shapes in. If I can't, I feel that if I can't do this, I'm not gonna have a good time. So I gotta really focus on getting this to be feel as natural as possible. Next step, of course, is to just kind of let me take off some of these guides. Is to draw on top of it, and this is what I got out of those shapes. So I'm going to just kind of talk quickly and go through just what mentally I did to kind of get to these shapes. So first off, let me just—I think this is the one. No, this is the one I want. First few things to mention is. So with the blue lines here, what these really symbolize are the concept of these kind of. Obviously, there's always going to be a pretty strong pear shape. And so, with that, I mean, you don't really need me to tell you that. Pretty much every single time you're going to hear about how to draw these shapes, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, pear shapes, pear shapes. But this is less about pear shapes and more about the concept of the how all the details get mashed together and the valleys get removed. So normally when you have a character or girl, whatever, and she has the stomach area and the leg, you'll have more pronounced shapes. And this is not a very good drawing, but whatever. Okay, and you see like stronger indents happen, stronger shapes, and then what I'm trying to actually show off here is this stuff. So you'll see like there's like if you draw between two the major features, there's all this space between the hip and the thing. There's all this kind of like extra space. If I were to break it down more simply, when you're drawing larger characters, normally, the profile of lions kind of looks like this. This is not really representing any body or anything like that. You'll have like these valleys, these noticeable valleys. When you're drawing larger characters, a lot of the time, all that information is being actually. Let me get the original. If you go like this, all the details get kind of mashed together and your valleys are just a lot less strong. So that's one thing you kind of have to really focus on. So here you'll see like I have very small spots. You can see these strong lines and then very very little negative space inside that, meaning like between these lines, these very strong, simple lines, there's very, very little wiggle room for detail. And what that helps do is give the impression of like the body being really tight and full, and also really matching that pear shape. So that's the first thing to kind of keep in mind is just if you do draw these pear shapes, make sure you don't go in and out of that those valleys too much. You kind of have to be very subtle about your shapes. So consider the fact that you won't be going in and out as much as you would normally with a more slender character. This green stuff is just about making sure you don't make necks too long. Because of the weight of the neck and then the weight around the neck, these end up being pretty stout. So don't go too crazy, don't go too long. It'll look a little weird. Although, I mean, people do have really slender necks on very large bodies. It's not unheard of, but we're not trying. Most people are trying to go for a strong visual concept, not on the off shape that's not common. You can do that, go ahead, but really it's going to be a hard sell unless you know what you're doing. So moving on to the other shapes here. Actually, let me take off these colors because I just want to talk about. So generally when you look at these, you'll see a lot of kind of transparent, almost ghost elements. This is just from my sketch mode. Obviously, you know, I can still ink or color and erase all that. I really like to kind of get these lines in. I like to kind of break down this so that I can really visually see it, because if I can't see this shape here, if I can't see that, I can't really tell that there's a depth to it. And a lot about this is just kind of getting that depth to feel right. So you just put those helps and guidelines when you need them, you know. So a lot of the stuff that helps me get these shapes right are these little guidelines you can see everywhere. And then when I go to inking, I know what I'm doing. I can sense that there's a shadow that should be here. There's a shadow that should be here. I can sense where I'm inking. I can really feel the volumes. I can feel where the arm's supposed to be and how it's attached to it. So you don't have to commit to these shapes. They're just there to help you, or you can just reinforce them. It's up to you, really. So that's another thing that I like to do, is I just kind of like to maybe not overdo it, but add lines that don't really exist for real. Like these lines here that go down the leg shape here, these lines aren't real lines. They're something you'd see on pants, really. So, you know, these shapes don't really exist, but once you draw them in, you kind of get the idea of if your shapes are right, if your volumes are right, if everything that needs to be there fits. And then finally, let's talk about this last one. So here's some more shape concepts that I kind of add in, even though this doesn't really have a boob window. In the clothing, what I do is I tend to add like a little circle or a oval to kind of help really give me an idea of what that planar shape looks like, so that I know how much upward, here, let me pick a better color, how much it's going up, how much volume, you know, if this is more like it's going like this way. And these are just shapes that kind of help me cement that. You don't really need to line these up, but when you ink them, that really helps you, or color, especially when you paint them, it really helps give you an idea of what you should be doing. So definitely this is a really important landmark, because everything on a larger woman kind of hangs off from that. Not only in this case where the breasts aren't attached, or being pushed up to really kind of accentuate the shape. In this situation here, they're kind of close together, but I've still kind of drawn it to give an idea of what that surface looks like and what way, what direction that's facing. So that's a feature I like to focus on. Also, like I mentioned before, maybe a little bit of X-raying to kind of give me an idea where I should be putting these limbs. Don't don't avoid this, because sometimes all your problems are because you're not doing this. You're not allowing yourself to draw a simplified skeletal version. And if you're not struggling to draw a simplified skeletal version, you know you've got most of it right. Of course, you need to learn how to do that in the first. So maybe that's a little more advanced thing to know about, but if that fits for you, then you know you're going well, you're doing well. Here in the orange spots, you can see this is mostly about, like, I don't know, when I'm drawing, especially the breast area and this area, I'm really trying to accentuate the overlap. And what that means is I'm really trying to ensure that my shapes jut. I'm really trying to exaggerate the space difference, the spatial difference. And one of the ways you do that is by creating a T-junction. This isn't really a technical term, but it's the only one that comes to mind. A T-junction is like something like this. So here you can see there's a T-junction between the arm. Here, let me just draw on top of it. T-junction, you know, it goes like this. It doesn't blend in, you know. People tend to want to blend in. I'm trying to really create a harsh T-junction that really helps tuck those values behind, really, really tucks 90, almost nearly 90 degree, really tuck those values behind that, those shapes behind each other, so really sell that volume difference. You know, it's going in there, and then this new shape is overlapping that shape. It's not blending in any kind of way. So that's kind of what that's for. The lower one here is just mostly about subtly trying to apply that without doing it too strong, like trying to make sure that there's definitely a depth sense here. So kind of same idea, maybe a less strong idea, like, you know, if I make it too smooth, try to get a good strong Y shape in there. And then the yellow is basically just don't forget to draw the fupa. You know, the fupa's right here. It'll always show up on a larger body. Do not. Here you have the overhang area. Then we have the fupa, and then we have the pubic mound area, the pubic fat. I don't even think you'll see the pubic mound. Same thing here. So yeah, that's about all I can give for now. I can follow up with some more stuff if you guys want to support me. Ask me again next week. I'll do a follow up. I'll look at whoever's asked me whatever, and hopefully I can answer some more questions on either this or whatever else people are looking to find out about. All right, see you guys. Take care. Bye.